This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Later today, lawmakers will gather at the State House in Concord for a special session devoted solely to tackling the issue of substance abuse. The state saw a record number of drug overdoses last year, more than 300, and opiate, heroin, and prescription drug abuse continue to plague communities across the Granite State. To talk about today's special session, we're joined now by Senate President Chuck Morris of Salem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Senator Morris, we just saw a rather, contentious and lengthy budget standoff between Republican leaders, including yourself and Governor Hassan. Can lawmakers now set aside those differences to address this crisis?
Oh, of course. Of course. I think they already have. I think this process is noting that we have agreement on how to get it done, and we just have to go back and put the details in.
Lawmakers today are expected to create a task force charged with reviewing new legislation, but as you know, this has been a problem in the state for some time. Why not take up legislation today?
Well, I think we are in some senses. I mean, obviously, I think this process is much quicker than the legislative process. I mean, the senators have already filed all the legislation that we believe is going to come up during this task force, and I believe there's a piece in the House that the Senate is interested in passing. That process, I think, will get amended as we go through this month with the task force, and they've certainly set up an accelerated process to do that.
The goal of the force is to draft that legislation that could reach the governor's desk in January. What are some specific areas that you want to see addressed?
Well, I think in general, we have agreement with the governor on six or seven issues that we put in a bill that Senator Bradley has that we're just seeing what the task force wants to do to amend some of the language, and fentanyl rises right to the top on that, making sure that we're prosecuting it right. There's several other pieces like drug courts that we would like to fast track, but there needs to be agreement on how we're going to do that. I do think that's another piece, though, that could come in the beginning of January and be on the governor's desk in early January.
So beyond some of the specifics, you're talking about, stiffer penalties involving fentanyl, which right now is classified a little differently than heroin. Is that correct?
Yes, and basically you're looking at a 7-year penalty compared to, I believe, a 30-year penalty.
Obviously, some of these proposed solutions are going to require some more funding. As you said, drug courts, more money for drug prevention and treatment programs. Governor Hassan has proposed $11 million in new spending to help pay for some of these initiatives. Is that a figure that you're comfortable with?
Well, I think it has to go through a process. We still haven't closed out the books for 15, so I'm concerned about that. I mean, obviously, I watch the budget constantly, and there's areas there where I think we had savings from the continuing resolution that could fill this gap, but we have yet to see those numbers, and that's where I think we're going to be looking to fund these issues.
Once legislation is passed, how do you gauge success? How will the legislature monitor that?
Well, I think there's two different issues you're talking about here. First of all, I mean, everything that is the quick pass and get that out there, obviously we want to see these deaths go down. And then on the other end of it, we want to see that basically we're taking these drugs off the street. I mean, I think that's equally important. And part of what the legislature's been doing in the last 2 months is interviewing. I mean, I was in on interviews with the Manchester Police Department and the state police. We have things we need to do, and it's not even being talked about. And I think we need to, basically say, don't come into our state. We don't want these drugs here. And I think that's going to take some kind of funding and some kind of working with law enforcement.
Well, obviously, law enforcement is one component, but of course, there's still the overwhelming demand. What about the treatment aspect of it?
We've actually, in these legislation, you saw how we responded to that when we started the budget process. I mean, reality is we've done two things that I believe are going to be very effective in New Hampshire as they get implemented. But, we put health care in New Hampshire, and we're actually working on reauthorization of that. We also increased funding in that category by 75%. I think both those things are working their way into the system right now. Along with that, we still have an 1115 waiver out there that we put in with healthcare that's going to stand up the system. There's a lot in progress. There's a lot to manage right now besides what we accomplish in this task force.
Senate President Chuck Morris, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.